Ramble.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Maggie. I am here joined by Matthew.
Good morning.
Becky.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hi.
And Miles and Rainey.
Oh. Woo.
Today, we have a very exciting episode. We are talking about fashion.
Walk,
fashion, baby.
That's the name of this segment by Rainey.
I know. Very good title. It got me very excited when I saw. But should we play a Never Have I Ever clothes edition?
Never have I ever
clothing
worn clothes.
Optional.
Never have I ever worn clothes.
Clothing optional.
This is what I look like naked. Didn't
every
you know?
Every time we do the never have I ever, you take a layer off.
Are we playing strip games?
Yeah.
Walk, fashion, baby. Okay, the first one.
Yeah.
Never have I ever worn Bermuda shorts.
Oh, wait, remind me of the rules. You put a finger up if you've never done it or if you have done it.
If you have done it, you put a finger down.
Yeah. Oh, so should we put our fingers up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, five fingers up.
Who hasn't worn Bermuda shorts? I remember the old Navy campaign. Do you I still have that song stuck in my head. How many years since?
What is it? Sing it.
Bermuda shorts. I'm gonna wear them forever. Even
you don't know that.
I don't remember this.
It's a cover of Fame.
Yes.
I don't remember this at all.
You don't remember this?
I don't, but I love it.
I don't know if I don't think I did wear Bermuda shorts.
I think
I've never worn Bermuda
shorts. I saw that commercial on repeat.
If I did, I was unaware that they were Bermuda shorts.
Really?
It's just you, man.
They were just like, it's just me. I guess it was like a California.
Finger down,
California
baby.
Commercial, maybe?
Maybe they're for tall people.
Maybe they're for tall people.
That's
they
true.
Definitely were not flattering.
They'd be over my knees.
Yeah. Shorties need not apply.
Because yeah, like my thigh to knee ratio, very different. Very different.
I would hope so.
Yeah. That's correct.
That's the idea.
Yeah. But yeah, they came in different colors.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Those old Navy campaigns will get you. I understand that, but I don't remember that one in particular.
Wow. Well, Maggie, you have to take a layer off. And since you're only wearing a jumpsuit.
For those of you listening in, I am wearing a onesie. I have to take out my entire
outfit. Baby.
If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we're getting naked. Go check out that YouTube, baby.
All right. And Maggie has now unzipped her onesie. It's now on the floor. And
you
she
can just
is
pull it halfway down.
In
Max.
Her underoos only.
I'll do one
underoos.
One button.
Hot. Okay. What's the next never, ever, ever, Mags?
All right. The next one. JNCO jeans.
Literally, you'd have to kill me.
Yeah. Never have I.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
That's for Zachary.
Zach and Zach,
Zach
only.
Zach and Zach only. Mr.
No.
JNCO.
No JNCO
face
jeans.
Face of JNCO jeans.
Mm-mm.
I have not worn JNCO jeans. I don't, yeah.
Once again, shorties need not apply.
Yeah.
I don't have the body proportions for JNCO jeans.
I wouldn't
jeans.
Consider Zach a tall man, but he wore the hell out of those
But he was
JNCO
like
jeans.
11, too.
Yeah, I feel like they're more like a little boy thing than they necessarily were a little girl.
They were a moment
thing,
in time.
You know?
They
yeah.
were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, choker necklaces.
I mean, who has
it? Who
of course?
Puka shells? Come
puka shells.
On. The puka shell necklace.
Did you do a puka shell necklace?
Who didn't?
Johnny Tsunami.
I did
if
the
you
little,
didn't, then who were you?
Spike your hair, too.
Who didn't?
What about those? I forget the, they were
did you wear a white tank top with them?
No, I don't think I wore white tank tops.
More like just a full t-shirt, spiky hair, puka shell.
Yeah.
What about your shoes? Were they boat shoes or were they like flip-flops?
I think they were like tennis? Converses.
Yeah. Hot.
What a look.
Did you guys wear those like 90s looking tattoo ones? The swirly ones?
Yeah.
I loved those.
Like the little tiny plastic circle-y ones?
And those are apparently coming back.
Oh, I have seen those in the store. Yeah.
Oh, actually, for our You Can Sit With Us photo shoot, she put one of those on me and I was like, interesting.
You're like, huh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sure. It's a throwback.
Two bands. Okay. Silly bands. Do you guys remember Silly
What's
Band?
What's a Silly Band?
What are Silly okay, Bands? They slap were.
Bracelets? Oh, I called bracelet? Them a slap bracelet.
Are they those? I thought when I read Silly Bands, I thought they were kind of like the rubber ones that were shaped like animals and such. They were different colors. No.
I think that might have missed us.
Yeah, I think it
might have been 1 year.
We're too I work old. In pediatrics too, so they were everywhere.
We're like they were everywhere.
Yeah, and you could. It was kind of during the time where they were. I think kids still make these, where they almost made rope-like bracelets out of colored rubber bands and like could weave them. They were very what? Intricate.
Oh. No,
never all right.
I never made those. Next. But it sounds fun. I want one right now.
Yeah, they were really cool because you took off your bracelet and you just had a little pet, little animal. Next, varsity jackets.
Oh, yeah. I've worn one of those.
Yeah.
I've never worn a varsity jacket.
I mean, I have one now. I never wore one when I was younger.
Yeah. No, not when I was younger. I've
varsity
done as like
cheer,
a fashion.
Baby.
You're back right now.
I had my own letter and my little things.
Do you still have it?
Probably at my parents' house. Do you still wear in it? The closet.
You should wear it. Varsity jackets are in right now. You should bring it back.
Ooh, I bought some like vintage ones in Canada when I was on a show once that were cool, and ooh. I wore them for a long time. Then, like, they fell apart because they were very old already.
Very Boy Meets World. Capris.
Oh, yeah, Capris. I wore capris.
I was like, what's a capri?
Capris.
Never wore capris. I never worn capris.
Yeah, I wore capris.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, never say never.
Did today you play today. Football in high school, middle no. school?
Because they. He was too busy riding horses.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't get crushed. You know, also, ran into by other men when you're on your horse.
You gotta stay safe. You're so fast.
No ramen.
No concussions.
Because they, their little pants were like capris.
Oh, yeah.
Not I definitely chaps. Had like khaki and black capris, and those were like a staple of my wardrobe.
Yeah. Mm. Or like pedal pushers.
Yes, exactly.
I used to wear those a lot. Pedal
bicycle pushers. Pants sometimes
yeah.
they would call them.
They're like, yeah, floods. Mm. They're not like quite a capri, and they're not. They're like between cropped and capri. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember? I'm pretty sure this was Old Navy as well. Those adjustable zip up pants that you were like, if you're too hot, you could turn them into shorts. If you're too cold, you turn them into capri.
That's what my dad wears every
the
day.
Amount of Old Navy no marketing from that's REI. In your brain.
I remember going to Disneyland one day and my mom made me wear those. And I was like, Mom, I don't want to wear these. And she's like, you have to. You need to wear layers because you're going to get cold. So you need to be able to zip
them. You can re-zip your pants back up.
Yeah. No.
And did you?
I did.
She was like, I
so
was
your
glad
mom
she
was
told
right.
me.
She
your
was,
mom
right,
was right.
But I was right back then that they gave me bad vibes. They gave me bad vibes. Next, dresses over jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was big that. When I was in like totally. Eighth grade.
Like a mini totally. Dress totally. Over like kind of wide leg jeans. Uh-huh. Yeah. With some flats.
Or skinny like jeans. Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
And just
I'm a product
skirt.
Of the times, baby.
I remember wearing like mini skirts over jeans because
oh, I don't think I did that.
Yeah, according you know, religious mother, you're like you got to be modest. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll wear my mini skirt over my skinny jeans.
That's or leg,
great
that.
Compromise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A tie. Very
yeah,
gossip
I've
girl.
Yeah.
I've worn a tie.
I've worn a tie.
Like an outfit.
Many a tie.
I wore ties as like die. Fashion. Yeah. I used to go into my dad's closet and put ties over my button downs.
Like very Britney
That's so
Spears.
So cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I feel like I wore it for like a Spirit Week silly day or something, but not for real. So I'm not putting a finger down.
You're not putting a finger down? Oh, yeah. I guess I never did it as like a direct fashion choice. It was probably a.
I wasn't
costume.
Really cool enough for that.
Same. You I was wearing
a,
my dress.
You were in
my
a professional
jeans.
Environment.
Okay. Uggs.
Yeah, of course. I went to school in Vermont, baby.
You didn't wear Uggs?
No.
Uggs. Not even Fugs? Fake Uggs?
Oh, I at first wore fake Uggs, and then I eventually
like,
got real
no.
Uggs.
How much are those shoes? You're going to Penny's. You could pick out your boots from there.
That was definitely a look, you know? The yeah. Ugg boots.
What about
oh
like
my God.
With a North Face jacket. Uggs. Mm-hmm. You know?
No yeah. Uggs.
The best would be no to bad. Come back from skiing and to take everything off, but you're like... What
long
are they
johns.
Called? Your long johns with your Uggs with like your oversized sweater, après ski.
Après ski.
Après ski.
What's they're made out of what? Emu? Elk? What is it?
I think it's
kangaroo.
Emu.
I don't know.
Kangaroo? What are Uggs made out
not
of?
There is a brand called emu that aren't Uggs.
Yeah.
I but like I don't know what they're made out of. Something like an animal fur. That's right. Like warm.
Yeah. Really?
Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep. Sheep.
I think it's just sheep.
Yeah. I think it's sheep's whatever it's
they're
called.
Super warm and they're yeah. Like wicking or whatever.
Do they
well.
Get smelly?
Mm, if you get them wet.
You aren't really supposed to get them wet.
If you have smelly feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm more thinking is if you have, what if your feet sweat?
Well, that's the thing about the, first of all, you're wearing socks. But second of all, the sheep's wool both keeps your feet cool and warm. It's like a perfect temperature control thing.
Mm. Whoa.
It that we stole.
Whicks it away. Did you do short Uggs, slipper Uggs, tall Uggs?
Medium Uggs.
So in medium Uggs?
I did medium Uggs.
I did tall in Vermont. And I started with Fugs and then I eventually got Uggs. But I went to school in Vermont for 4 years. It was cold as hell.
You went through 20 pairs of Uggs.
No, she's an Ugg sponsor now.
And then when I lived in New York, the winter, the first winter I was like sick and doing chemo, I got short Uggs because I was like, comfort all the time, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a cashmere beanie. I got a lot of cashmere sweaters. I was like, I'm done playing the cold game. I'm going to be warm.
Yeah. Did you ever do Uggs and shorts?
Yes.
Yes.
That is very peak California fashion. Like weather with like a confused, Hollister.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweater.
And like
that's just like spring in Vermont lace, confused, undershirt.
Oh, God.
Reeking of perfume.
Yeah. Reeking of like cheap perfume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of cheap perfume, the new Netflix documentary about the rise and fall of Abercrombie and Fitch comes out
tomorrow.
Oh. Don't tell Alexandria.
Tomorrow.
Alexandria?
I thought she worked at Hollister.
She's still on the rise.
No. I think it was Abercrombie. Maybe we can watch it and get her
feedback.
Her feedback.
Her take.
Yeah.
Her and Will. It should be a guilty pleasures episode.
Oh my God. The special Will and guest Alex. Will and Alex.
Okay, Miles, please send that up the ladder.
Send that to Zach, please. And then we want a 10% commission for the referral.
Yeah.
So 50 bring you in on this too. So we want 50%.
Thank
of
you.
Ad rep.
Okay, that was like the end of the Never Have I Ever.
Do we have anything to add?
Okay, I have.
I'm trying to think, what's your worst fashion choice that you look back on and you're like, WTF? Or you felt
it was just ill-fitting things, not necessarily like an item.
Were they baggy?
Bad. Yeah, it's usually like really baggy, like big cargo pants, stuff like that. You know, just like.
But just you
like
could put cargo. You could put stuff in them.
Yeah, you don't need a backpack if you have cargo pants.
Was that a choice you were making because you were undereducated about how things fit your body, or was that a choice you were making because it was trendy at the time?
Thanks, Mom. when you're younger, your mom buys all your clothes for you.
I thought you meant me, it's Mom. True. No, you mean your mom.
My mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
thanks for that
your
question, parents. Mom.
Thanks for that, thanks, Mom.
No, your mom buys you all your clothes and all that. So, you know, you don't really have a lot of thought when you're younger. At least I didn't.
No. June and Poppy have no autonomy in getting dressed. I dress them.
Yeah, did you guys get a lot of... Because is your sister older or younger?
Younger.
Did she get a lot of your hand-me-downs? And Maggie, did you get your older sister's hand-me-downs?
You know, my older sister and I have very different... Well, by the time I was choosing my outfits, one, I am a lot taller than my older sister. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of both the same size when I was 3 years younger. Mm. So I got a lot of my own clothes, and then my clothes got passed down to my younger sister as well as my older sisters.
Gotcha.
But I remember just like always like screaming and wanting to go to Limited 2 to pick out all my clothes.
Limited 2.
And Express.
Delia's.
The Delia's catalog was where it was at. Yeah. I mean, to be clear, I was really shopping at Target and none of those places. But I loved them nonetheless.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Did your younger sister get a lot of your clothes?
I think so. It's hard for me to recall. If she did, she probably did a hard reject.
Mm. Yeah. Did you get a lot of your brother's clothes?
Did you get a lot of Katie's clothes?
Well, I'm the oldest.
Did you give your clothes to Katie?
No, I don't think she got any of mine.
No, my brother and I didn't share. No. Yeah. Didn't share clothes. When we were little, we would match.
I remember by high school, both my sister and my mom would steal stuff out of my closet. And I was like, okay, guys.
I steal my mom's shoes a lot because we have the same shoe size, but my feet are a little wider. Mm-hmm. So she would always know when I stole her shoes because she would say, my hooves stretch them out.
My hooves.
That's funny.
Becky's hooves.
My hooves.
Cute.
Hey, look. Do you have a favorite look from when you were little? Like, your parents ever dress you up and you're like, wow, that was so cute.
Wow. Wow. Love that. My mom and I used to do a Sears picture or like a Penny's every year. And she would get us matching like muumuus. So I had like a little dress muumuu and she had a little like with sleeves muumuu.
Oh my God.
But I don't really remember. I wore a lot of leggings with the little straps on the bottom.
Mm. Oh, I want into some of those heel. Now.
Yeah, because that's
I think they're
all,
cool. Okay,
that's all I like.
The leggings with straps and then like a ballet flat. Kind of cute, adorable. Right?
I feel like that was definitely a thing back then.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it a thing now, Maggie.
I'm trying to bring it back. Yeah, I love bell bottoms. That was it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you?
I did. I had like a matching jacket set with my grandmother. She had a corduroy button-down jacket that she had tailored in Peru to match me and my younger sisters.
Oh,
it was
sweet.
Very cute. And then we had matching bell-bottom pants and long sleeve t-shirts.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Darling.
I have to say chaste. Yes. Covered up.
Cover yes. it up, Maggie. Yes.
Yeah.
Margaret.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What about you, Rach? Any fave outfits from Bebe, from being a Bebe?
Around age like 4, 5, 6, I had this like strawberry dress with spaghetti straps with a little matching strawberry jacket, and it had strawberry buttons.
Strawberry.
And I loved it. I wanted to wear it like every day. But the biggest thing I tried to do, which I think fits even now, is whenever I was sick, my mom would let me wear my nightgowns out of the house. And that was like the best thing ever. Like, I just remember getting the chicken pox and she was like, but you can wear your nightgowns all the time. And I was like, okay, I don't care anymore.
Like, yes.
That's cute.
Just wanted to wear those nightgowns out.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Do you guys think that there's any trends now that we're going to cringe at later?
Chuggy? Are we going to be chuggy later?
Oh, yeah. The 90s resurgence. I think people are going to look back on the way we look back on the 90s and go,
yeah.
Maybe not.
What specifically?
Maybe not.
I saw a pleated denim mini skirt in Target this weekend. And I was like,
denim.
Why?
Too heavy.
The low rise jeans.
The low rise jeans.
It was like kind of acid washy.
Those should not come back.
No, low rise is not good, guys.
No.
No.
It was bad for all of our mental health when we were
there's a lot of cropping. It's coming back too.
Lots of butt cracks.
What are you saying about crop tops, Matt? Crop tops are always in fashion.
Some things don't need to be cropped. Leave it at that. Some things can, some things
I
don't.
Take that as a personal attack. I don't think I own any full length shirts.
Not one.
Not a one.
Listen, a crop top and low rise jeans, chaotic evil. A crop top and high rise,
beautiful.
Hot.
Well, the low rise is back. You're going to be low rise Becky.
But you low rise.
I remember low rise Becky.
In the era of low rise, I remember seeing photos of my mom on her honeymoon, and she was wearing like a lot of high rise bathing suits. Yeah. And I remember being like, "Mom, why did people wear their pants so high back then?" And she was like, "It was just really flattering." And here I am, only wearing high rise bikini bottoms. 100%. And I'm like, "I get it, Mom."
Yeah, me too. I'm only high rise.
Yeah, me too. I love my high rise or like mid rise. Anything not low rise.
High. The higher, the better.
Yeah.
What about the bell bottoms? Because those are coming back. The flares.
Oh, Maggie. Yeah. I don't love bell bottoms on me. I don't know why. I've tried on a couple at Madewell recently. I just haven't found a cut
Madewell
that I like.
Bell bottoms?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're selling bell bottoms now. I tried on a couple, but it's kind of hard for me to find pants normally just because I have wider waist. I don't know. It's just such a... I really got to shop to find a good pair.
Hard for me too. I think pants.
I think it's
have
universal.
To fit so
I think everyone has trouble with pants.
Yes.
Every woman I know cannot find pants.
Yeah.
Pantsless.
We're pantsless.
Pantsless.
Yeah. What about you, man? Do you have trouble finding
man.
Pants for your man butt?
Well, it's just like I'm at a time where if I don't love it, then I'm not going to buy it, right? So even if it doesn't fit a little bit, or if it can't be modified to fit, then I'm not going to buy it. Mm-hmm. So then that really limits everything, not only pants, but like kind of everything you do.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I don't want to come back is like super skinny
jeans
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is not flattering in my body. My thighs are too big, you know? It's so like the super skinny things like really don't fit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thunder thighs.
You're just too strong.
Thighs save lives.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you have any pieces that you can't throw away because you love the memories?
Oh.
Of them, like a old t-shirt or an accessory from maybe college or high school or even middle school?
I keep all of Keith's old t-shirts. I have a big box of them because I like to smell them. I like the way they smell.
Oh no.
Wait, do they still hold their smell?
Makes sense memory. I don't know. Keith just had a very distinct smell when we first started dating, and I was just like addicted to it. I used to wear his like t-shirts to bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really into his pheromones.
Does he still have the smell?
But no, because we realized it was only his deodorant doing that, and now he uses the salt crystal, so he doesn't smell like anything.
Oh,
and I was like, wow, I love you less. No, just kidding.
It was like Old Spice number 4.
Yeah, it was some sort of some Old Spice that didn't irritate him. But it smelled like all of his shirts, and I used to use them as pillows when we were dating long distance. Mm-hmm. I would sleep on it.
But those shirts don't smell like that anymore, do they?
I think they still do. Yeah.
Do they?
If I get a whiff, I wish there was a way to like keep, I don't know, like vacuum seal stuff. Like every,
so you can smell them.
So you could smell it. I do with my grandpa's old clothes too sometimes, where I'm like, oh, I hope the smell lasts forever. And then you're like, no, it's going to leave someday if I keep sniffing it.
I'm going to sniff it away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, really good smells are very nostalgic.
Ooh, Viva La Juicy, they still sell that. They still sell that scent. It was like a Juicy Couture scent. And it reminded me of just my teenage years because my sisters and I would wear them. Ivana was still like going to Marshall's to go find it. Because they discontinued it for a hot second and she revolted. And she's like,
she hoarded. She nailed corporate.
Yeah, she hoarded like a couple bottles. I don't remember if they brought it back or not, but it was a very specific.
Viva La Juicy.
It had like a hot pink ribbon on it. Very cute packaging.
I'm pretty sure I was wearing perfume from like Victoria's Secret in high school.
Or Clinique Happy.
I fucked with Clinique Happy so much. I bathed in Clinique Happy.
Even like post college, I was into Clinique Happy. I was like, I always got the free gift at Clinique.
Yes,
that was the big size.
Absolutely, yeah, you're right. That's the one.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good entry perfume.
Yeah. Entry perfume.
Did you douse yourself in like any of the Abercrombie Fierce or like Axe?
I was not a big Axe. Like,
you weren't a scent person.
Don't Axe.
Axe. I never liked Axe.
Good.
I was not a big scent person, but I'm also really sensitive skin, so I just would. Hives. Anytime I try to do something, there's too much.
Do you have special stuff in your closet that brings back memories?
Other than your Viva La Juicy.
Viva La Juicy.
She sprays it around our house now. Zach walks by. She's like, gotcha.
I feel like I still have graphic tees from high school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I would just hold on to them too. One, because at the old hospital that I used to work at, I would wear scrub bottoms and graphic tees from like Disneyland and things like that and movies. So I still have those because I'm always nervous that something's going to come up and I'm going to need my graphic tee.
what would come up?
I don't know.
The main event is going to come for you.
Tea emergency.
Like at work, they're like, oh, we're gonna have superhero day. I'm like, oh, now I have to go to like Target and buy like some superhero t-shirt that I don't even care about. Like, I'd rather just have my stash of graphic tees from high school and stuff.
Yeah. I think the only clothing I have from when I was younger are like things I can wear as costumes now.
Yeah.
So like Boy Scout costume, I still have, or Boy Scout uniform that I can now wear as a costume. My soccer outfit that now I can wear as a costume. Yeah.
Wow.
Impressive.
Back then everything was so baggy.
Now he's like, actually that's perfect.
Now it's the right size, you know?
Yeah. I have a lot of costume stuff from college that I hold on to because you never know. You never know when you're going
to
need a costume.
Where are you holding on to this stuff? Do you have a giant closet?
No. Mm. I think it's just like folded up in like a little plastic bin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
definitely don't have any clothes from high school left. Nothing. Not one.
Nothing.
Mine were at my parents' house, and they made me go through them. And they're like, we cannot keep this eighth grade band shirt, so you need to donate it.
When was the last time your pants ripped? You got sweat stains at an inopportune moment or any other wardrobe malfunctions?
Ooh. Well, my crotch ripped at a wedding recently.
Oh. Cute. Your crotch?
Yeah.
Cute, what cute. Were you wearing?
Was my I was wearing my suit. And my tailor, who I love, made a little
Oh, no.
Because it ripped up.
Oh,
it didn't rip like back or out. It ripped up the seam. And yeah, that was really fun.
Classy.
That was exciting. I looked hot.
Was it late into the wedding?
No, it was like I got out of my Uber.
Oh, shit.
And like had to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, oh, my God. There's just a hole in my crotch.
And like, did and you then I proceeded safety pin it?
I proceeded to show it to everyone. I was like, look, my pants are ripped.
If you show it to people, then they can't talk about it behind your back. So then it's all good.
Yeah. You couldn't really see it because I had like a long jacket that I just kept on. But I did plan on taking the jacket off at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ended up leaving it on and leaving it buttoned.
Yep.
Yeah. I just can't remember how many times I've gone to wash my hands at a fancy event and the faucet, it just like spews the water out.
Yeah.
It splashes all over the crotch zone. So then
it
looks like you peed your pants when you go out and talk to people. And they're like, what's that? What's that? What's that? And I'm like,
pee.
What do you think it is?
I washed my hands.
It's pee.
It's
definitely
not
just peed
pee-pee.
My pants at the wedding. Yes.
Did you ever watch that episode of, what's it called? Thank You for Being Here. Thank You for Coming. Miles, do you ever watch that show?
What show?
The comedian. The weird guy.
I think you should leave.
Yes. Mm. Did you see the episode with the pants with the pee-pee stain?
Yes, absolutely. That show is incredible.
It's a very weird show, but the guy had a pee-pee stain on his pants, and then someone else was showing him a website where you could show everyone that that's actually a new fashion style to have pee-pee on your pants.
Yeah.
And so, then it really devolved.
So that way, no one's going to, if someone thinks you have pee-pee on your pants, you go, no, I actually bought this pants actually, and they have pee on them.
Yeah, I had it made like this.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Mm.
You wouldn't buy those?
So next time I see Becky, you're going to have pee on your pants is what you're saying?
Cool. It's cool. Cool kids pee their pants.
Cool.
Isn't that what Billy Madison says?
Cool. Totally.
I had a baby wardrobe malfunction this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Where we were at a friend's house for a birthday party, and I took the girls to the potty, and I sat Poppy up there, and somehow as she was getting down, she was still dribbling a little pee, and it got on her underwear, and so it was all wet. So I was like, it's fine, you're wearing a jumpsuit, let's take it off, and I'll just let you go. Fly free. We're like, it's already like 7:30 p.m. We got to leave soon.
Yeah.
And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, there's like a whole party of people out here. I don't have the extra underwear. Like, we got to do this. And she goes, no, need underoos.
Oh.
So I opened the bathroom window and I called out across the yard, Justin Watson. He didn't hear me. So I called out again and someone like got him. And I was like, I need underoos. And he was like, okay, here I come.
And he was like, here you go, Rachel. Here are your underoos. Like, I'm in the car. Again.
Mommy's always peeing her pants.
Again.
Mommies do always pee their pants. That's an unfortunate fact.
That just like happens, right?
Your pelvic floor just gets so weak that if you get a surprise sneeze, it's over.
I saw something on TikTok. I don't know if it's real, but this girl was weightlifting and she peed her pants.
That's real.
A little bit?
Is it real?
Or like
full? No, it looked like her water broke.
Oh no.
It was literally like, does that happen? If you weightlift too hard?
Well, I don't weight. Lift, so I guess I can't say, but
you gotta try it out.
Yeah. I saw it and thought it was
real.
It,
when you're lifting a crazy amount of weight, I think if you don't have a pelvic floor, that's you'll
strong.
Pee yourself.
That's strong.
Yeah, people shit themselves too.
Oh my God,
I believe
lifting
that.
Weight
because it's an
you're
straining amount of weight. It's like,
so your body's like freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
what do you do? Has anyone pooped their pants? I've never pooped my pants.
Not in a dog.
I've been close.
Not a
Has anyone
close, but never have.
I've been close.
So like, what do you do? What do you do if you poop your pants?
What
or you
would
pee
you
your
do?
Pants?
You
what do you
own
do?
It. You own it.
As like a fear. Like,
what
do
you mean? You own
run,
it.
You
what
run
do you do?
Bathroom.
Like, you're in the mall.
You run home.
You,
or you go to Macy's and you be like, I need
you drop
new
your
pants.
Clothes and you run.
Yeah.
I don't know. With the children, you just like take them home with wet pants.
Oh, yeah. Kids are easy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well you always
regard,
have extra
not
pants.
Like having kids.
You always have extra pants in the car.
Well, hopefully you're wearing your underoos and then you can just throw them out.
Well, that's true. You could just ditch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to teach Poppy the ways of commando and she was not having it.
Yeah.
She was like, I need underwear, mommy.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, fine. Let me embarrass myself in front of everyone. Hold on.
That's fine. They're like, oh, it's just Rachel.
It's just Rachel.
She probably pooped her pants again.
Yep. You know, that's what you
classic
do.
Rachel.
You just call out across the party. Need new underoos.
Need new underoos. Hello. Anybody got some? SOS.
Yep. And then Watts comes running. I don't know what you would do if you pooped your pants in public. That seems bad. When I have peed my pants a little from sneezing or coughing or something unexpectedly because of my incredibly weak pelvic floor from my beautiful darling children, it's not enough to get through the pants. So then you just like go to the potty, dry yourself off.
Yeah.
You're okay. It's just a little.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. It's like more of a YOLO.
Mm-hmm.
YOLO.
Oh, no.
Hakuna Matata.
What is your favorite article of clothing that your partner owns?
Oh, everything I've bought them.
I was about to say.
Same. What about you? This is an interesting question.
Because Eugene's
been stealing your clothes lately.
Well, Eugene likes to steal a lot of my clothes more than I steal of his clothes.
When do you ever wear all black?
Not often.
What's his favorite thing to steal of yours?
Well, lately he's been stealing my pink pink ensemble.
Yes. The one that matches Maggie.
The one that would match Maggie right now.
It would.
We've already taken pictures of the
Have I shown you that hot photo of him in it?
Yeah.
Did I send it to you, Matt?
Yeah, you sent it
to
me.
He looks so good.
Okay. He looked so good.
Yeah. So that's what Eugene's borrowed the most recently.
Mm-hmm. He takes very good care of it. Like he would get like one little fleck from like ice condensation from a cocktail and would freak out. He'd be like, oh my God, Matt's going to kill me. I gotta make sure I don't mess this up.
He doesn't often take very good care of clothing.
Well,
he just kind of shoves things in drawers and stuff. Uh-huh. So I get very upset because I like to be very organized and be able to see everything in the closet. Mm-hmm. So you know what's there, know what's clean, your options.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's probably where that comes from because I would yell at him at home.
Yeah, take care of your nice clothes.
Our
nice clothes.
Yeah.
Do you and Zach share? Zach's always trying to borrow my clothes for things he likes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he must share with Maggie that he thinks he can fit into this. And he probably can.
We share a lot of jackets. Mm-hmm. I use a lot of his t-shirts. He really doesn't wear a lot of my t-shirts because I wear a lot of v-necks and things that wouldn't flatter his body. But yeah, we love sharing jackets. I would wear his pants as well sometimes. He has like this very cute recent pair that he's gotten of like pleated kind of like silk satin pants.
Ooh.
They're really nice.
What color are they?
They're like a royally teal blue.
Uh-huh.
They're really cute. He hasn't really worn them yet, but he just got them in the mail and they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
And you guys can share shoes too, right?
We don't really. I'm a 7 in men and he's a 9.5. So.
Oh, okay. So it's just the Fulmers that share shoes?
Yes.
They share pants too.
They share pants.
Ned's shown up in women's Madewell pants before.
Yes.
They were so tight, funny. But.
I can
they
only take
are.
Keith's jacket. Like, this is his jacket.
Watson and I don't share clothes.
I can't fit in any of his.
No.
I look like a baby.
Yeah.
Like all his shirts are like a dress, but not in a cute way.
Yeah.
Gotta belt it.
Yeah. I gotta do something.
Zach's sister this weekend borrowed one of Zach's cool pants for Coachella. So we love sharing clothes. We really do.
It opens up your wardrobe.
Yeah. Double the options. Who doesn't love more options?
Mm-hmm.
We're now gonna move on to shopping and packing.
Shopping and packing.
Do you have a strategy when you're packing clothes? Are you a roller? Are you a folder? Are you just a shove and go?
And I have a question. How far in advance of a trip are you packing clothes? How far
depends
in advance?
How long
depends
the trip
on,
is.
Yeah.
And okay,
how
let's
far you're
say
going.
It's a big trip.
It's a big trip. Let's say it's Greece.
At least a week.
Yeah. I think we started packing a week before. We did a lot of packing cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to delineate the clothes we would need right away mm-hmm. versus the clothes we were going to need kind of like later on. Cause mm-hmm. we were there for like a week before we even went to the wedding. So like all my mm-hmm. wedding clothes were mm-hmm. at the very bottom of the suitcase.
That's a good way to pack.
Packing cubes are like these mesh. They unzip and they're really just like mesh squares.
They're
Ziploc bags, like, but they're mesh.
Yeah, they're
and
like
they make
fabric
it easier
squares.
And they make, sort of pack all your stuff in.
They make smaller ones so you could put like socks and underwear mm-hmm. in one, and they make larger medium, ones big. Where you can put pants and t-shirts.
And it makes it easier mm-hmm. to like shove everything into your suitcase once it's all condensed into bags.
And
basically.
To know where stuff is.
Yeah. I love using
Rainy's like looking on Amazon right now.
Yeah. No, I can't live without them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually throughout the trip, they turn into a dirty clothes packing cube and a clean clothes mm-hmm. packing cube.
For sure.
Yeah. Keith was very against the packing cubes. And it was one of the only times Keith has come back and said, I apologize. You were right.
Yeah,
the packing cubes were
correct.
Amazing. He uses them all the time now for like Luberga tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's easier to like organize your stuff.
Yeah,
it's so much better. Yeah. And for like a small trip, for like a weekend away, how far in advance are you packing?
So I'm the worst when it comes to packing. I hate packing. I'll probably get my toiletries ready like a couple days in advance, maybe like up to a week, just so I have everything in miniature form. I have all my containers. Yada yada. I have like a very extensive acne preventative skincare routine, so that's very important to me no matter where I go. But when it comes to like bigger trips, I think I only park like 3 days in advance. I'm really bad. I'm leaving for a trip tomorrow and I haven't packed yet.
You're going to Mexico?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get that. You go all the time.
It's casual.
So I'm just like,
it's casual.
It's so casual that the last time you guys went, Zach didn't even bring a passport.
Yeah, you are correct. He was like, oh, you know,
turns out I need one of those.
How did you have to go back?
He panicked and he ended up having to move his flight back like 1 hour because he is just very low stress packer when it comes there. Because he's very like, if I need something, it's not the end of the world. I'm not stranded in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'll go get something.
Except for passport.
I think he just thinks of it. We've just gone so many times to this town. So he's just like, it's home. I'm going home. I'm not going out of the country. Yeah. It's home.
Mm-hmm. So we had to leave. Did he realize when he got to the airport or before he had left for the airport? So he was all the way back.
I think he realized,
I'd be so mad.
As he was checking in for baggage drop, he was like, oh my goodness.
Were you guys traveling together?
No. And he was like, I'm so glad I wasn't traveling with you because you would have been so mad at me.
If you had to go
all the way, that would drive me nuts.
But he was traveling by himself, so he had to deal with his decisions.
I would say I'll see
mistakes.
You there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to hop on this flight. See you.
Yeah.
I'll warm up the margaritas for you.
Are you guys, speaking of packing, when you get home from a trip, at what point do you start doing your laundry?
Day one, unless it's late, and then day two.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
No. I need to do it like right away.
I unpack.
It sits there a while for me. Because usually, I don't know. I'm like, those are my vacation clothes. It can sit for. I like, Zach is very good. You would think that he puts it off. No. The second, even if it's like 8 o'clock at night, he unpacks and has all his clothes in the laundry just so he gets it out of the way.
If it's late, I might not do it. But I learned on our Food Network travel show, I don't own that many underwear. I couldn't make it 2 full weeks without doing laundry. I only have like, I don't know, 11 good pairs of underwear, and then I got to wash them.
That's a lesson. Yeah. Everyone should purge their underwear drawer so you're forced to do laundry more often if you're having trouble doing laundry.
Except for me, I should buy more. Since that show, I've been buying underwear.
Split the difference.
Also, it really helps if you're someone who gets a period to have your period underwear and your nice underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To separate, keep them separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period wear.
Yeah.
Your period wear.
For your cuter.
Period wear.
Your bleeding cute.
For your cuter.
Your bleeding cute. You've never had your to think about wear. That. No periods for you.
Nope.
How many underwear do you have as a boy? Do you share underwear with you, too?
Yeah, we just have one underwear drawer.
Yeah.
We have a ton. We have it, like, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, we just have one underwear.
We have one underwear.
Share one. So intimate, Matt.
We only have
not
one.
Going out. Flies yeah, free.
Exactly.
That's nice.
That only is one of really us can nice. Leave the house at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you share swimsuits too, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
It would just make your collection like so big.
So yeah. big and so curated and so beautiful.
So yeah. curated.
So curated. Matt, so let's gorgeous. Share a wardrobe. Let's buy clothes. For each
Let's
other.
Do it. Let's do it.
Wait, do you rolled or fold?
Oh, I'm a roller.
Rolled.
I fold and fold. Then I shove things into shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
Oh.
So then your shoes stay the right shape and then it,
yeah.
you know?
I'm a roller. If I'm using cubes, sometimes I, depending on the size of the cube, it's a larger one, I won't roll, I'll fold. But if you ever want to pack a hat, you roll stuff into the hat and then have it, you use like sweaters to go around the hat to protect
no, Max,
hat.
When I went to like Hawaii, I just wore three hats stacked on my head on the plane. I'm not joking.
I don't want to be like, responsible
I
for
will
three
not
hats.
Destroy these. I need all these hats. You look like an idiot in the airport and on the plane, but you look so cool on vacation.
Beautiful. We've done that with hiking shoes. We'll wear our hiking shoes on the plane.
That makes sense.
Because they're so heavy.
They're yeah. heavy and bulky.
Yeah, but then you look kind of, you look fun.
Yeah.
Plain, you look real fun.
You look,
but you have such supported outdoorsy. Ankles and warm toesies.
So supported.
All right. Do you guys enjoy shopping?
I used to.
I have mixed emotions.
You have mixed emotions. Yeah. As things have moved more online, I feel like I get not decision fatigue, but there's just so many options and I like to touch things. I like to feel fabrics that I miss that part about things being in store.
I miss that part too. I think I'm better in stores. I'm like faster and decision oriented in stores. Yeah. But I do this. I have this mental game I play where I'm like, if I order you online, that is the temporary credit card hold to try you on. I am not purchasing you for keeps because otherwise you get lazy and you're like, oh, I bought this. I guess I'll just keep it, but you don't really love it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm going to try you on. You're just here for a visit. Mm-hmm. And then I keep less.
For me, you can't really find like great or cool or interesting things in the store, right? It's like you find all that stuff online. So I feel like I end up doing more shopping online just because of that.
Naturally.
Stores are just basic stuff. There's nothing that exciting.
There are no like incredible stores in LA where I'm like, that's my secret go-to spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are some incredible stores in LA, but they might be like super duper pricey. So that's not a great one.
Yeah.
Or they're hit or miss. Or they're just big box stores, which I'm not all that interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love going out and shopping anymore. I'm just like, a little over it. I do a lot of the online because we already had to do online for Keith. Because I don't know, Miles, if you have a similar thing where people who make pants think if you're a certain height, you should also be a certain width. So Keith, which I really feel for like and men and women whose sizes are not in stores, they just don't carry Keith's pants in stores. There are no, it
pantsless.
He is pantsless. He cannot try pants on in a store because they literally don't stock it, which is obviously what happens with, you know, in
all
women's clothing stores go up to only extra large. And that's insane.
Let me also talk about how fucked up sizing is. This shirt that I bought from Madewell recently is an extra, extra small. And at the same time, I went and bought like an athletic set across the street, which was a large and both fit me. And I was like, what the fuck is this vanity sizing? No one's an extra, extra small. That's not a thing.
It is. Bad. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the sizes are just weird in stores.
Yeah.
So that's
so
why it's
a large
easier to shop
and
online.
An XXS all at once. I was like, okay.
Where do you get your fashion inspiration?
Instagram. That's why I feel like art, actually, you know, where I really get my fashion inspiration.
TikTok.
Beautiful, beautiful model moms who live in Highland Park and take their kids to the playgrounds with me. And there I am in my sweatpants.
Your peers.
There they are in like Rudy Jude jeans and like a like a casual top and like a Ginny Kane sweater. And they are the models from the Christy Dawn ads. And I'm like, hi, how are you? Hi. And our kids are playing together and they look effortless and chic. And then I just try and copy them.
Yeah, 100%. I'm a big, what are you wearing? Where'd you get that? Yeah. I mean, Rachel knows. I will walk up and be like, I'm like, where'd you get that? I like those pants. And yeah. like 2 weeks I'm later, like, I walk in, I'm like, hey, look what I got.
And I'm like, can I send you the link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I very much check people out in public. I always tell, like, we'll whisper to Zach and be like, I really like that girl's coat. And he's like, mm-hmm. you should ask her where she got it. I was like, no, I don't want to. And he'll go up to her yeah. and be like, hi, my fiance really loves your coat. You look really good. Do you mind sharing where you got it? And he'll yeah. do it.
Also, it's so low stakes. Yeah. Well, you're not going to see her again. That's Becky true. And I, we're going to twin, but you don't have to twin with that lady. Yeah.
I really like seeing people out in the world and appreciating their outfits.
Yeah,
100%. Mm-hmm. I hate when people tell me they don't know where they got it. And I'm like, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
Because I've asked a stranger before. I'm like, oh my God, your sweater's so cute. You look so nice. Where'd you get it? And this lady was literally like, yeah, I don't really remember.
That's a lie.
And I'm like,
or it was a gift.
Are you gatekeeping? I was like, there's like a tag on the back of it yeah. somewhere.
You can look. I love when someone asks me that and I'm out and the option is both in season and affordable. I'm like, oh, please go buy this.
Yeah.
It's this. I hate when they ask me and I'm like, oh, it's vintage. I got a secondhand shop in New York 8 years ago. So good luck to you. Yeah. Where do you get fashion inspo, Matthew?
I feel like I do a lot online, you know, definitely like follow some like stylists and stuff on TikTok that give you good tips and tricks and like different brands and stuff, up and coming brands to look out for.
Are you a person who finds a shirt or an outfit that you like and then buys it in every color? Or are you a, I have that shirt in this color, so I'm not going to buy anything else. I
usually
looks like
two colors.
Okay.
I'm not like 10.
Nice.
You know?
I do about 8. That's what I call it. I call it an
you,
eight.
You like a certain type of thing. You're like, okay, I'm going to get this in a lot of different neutrals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matches everything.
It matches everything.
The and joggers.
You always look effortless. Yeah. You're like, oh, I just put this
crop top.
Yeah.
I own in lots of colors.
Yeah.
I am similar in that way, especially with basics. Like you want to have options, you know?
Yeah.
And if it fits you, great.
Kind of takes the like thinking out of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like getting dressed in the morning? Is that a fun creative exercise for you?
No, I don't like getting dressed.
Not unless it's an event.
Yeah.
I like every day.
A tumultuous like relationship with my closet.
Yeah, every day. Dressing is not fun, I feel like.
What about you, Meg?
I love getting dressed. I feel like because I am used to wearing a scrub at work, I feel like it's really the only time that you get to like express yourself in a different way that's like non like speaking or things like that. And it makes me feel more of a human on my days off. If I just am in like lounge pants a lot, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my days where I'm in lounge pants all day, but there are times where I have been doing that for a week and I'm like, I want to get ready and like look good for myself. Here we go.
You pep talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're putting on real clothes.
Do you do your hair and makeup when you're not going to work?
I don't do my makeup at work. I fly free at work, especially.
Or on your, I mean, on your days off.
Oh, on my days off.
When you're doing your outfits, do you do like a whole, do you do the whole shebang or just outfit?
Sometimes I do just outfit, especially on the days where I'm just like in a baseball cap and like comfy pants and a comfy top. No makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'll just do eyebrows and I'll curl my lashes.
Ooh. Snatched.
Yeah. Snatched.
Snatched.
And lip gloss.
What about you, Matt? Do you do makeup on your days off?
Every day.
Every day.
How often do you wear your false eyelashes?
As we know, the makeup video that just came out, I wear makeup every day.
You looked pretty hot, though. I wish we could have seen it in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked great. I feel like I look like an old lady at the end, like a lot of sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of looked like you laid out
jewel
for a while.
Jewel tones, yeah.
I don't know if you got color matched quite correctly, but... You know,
I wanted to look bronzed.
Yeah,
you did.
You love laying out.
Like, just make yourself look like what you want you to look like, you know? So that's what I did.
Dress for the job you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Tan goddess.
Aspirational. Yeah. No, I don't do any makeup stuff.
But you're big into skincare, right? You do lots
gotta
of skincare.
Got to take good care of your skin. Got to keep looking
your
fresh.
Canvas.
You know? Just a couple needles. That's it. Makes you look beautiful.
Just a little poke, poke, dab, dab.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All that not hard work.
Yeah, all that hard work. Exactly.
Is it hard to maintain a beard?
Not for me. No. Some people, I feel like it troubles them. You know, because they have to like shave it. Especially you get like bigger ones, you know?
Yeah.
They're like fuller. Shaving it and like keeping it the right shape.
How often do you
things get caught in
trim?
It
yeah.
I'm so lazy. I only shave like once a week.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Yeah. Do you put your skincare in your beard?
Mm-hmm. And actually your beard actually protects your skin too, especially from like UV stuff. Uh-huh. So people who have had beards for a long time, once they shave it off, their skin underneath actually looks a lot younger than.
Interesting.
It's kind of like weird.
That is weird.
Interesting.
Zach's been getting more like little pimples since he's been growing out his beard. And he's like, I never get pimples. I'm like, I think you need to put your skincare in your beard.
It's got to exfoliate.
Yeah. But he doesn't. Those little hairs.
Like at least wash it.
He does wash.
Gotta wash it out.
That's new.
You get like a little liquid exfoliator. It helps with the, because Keith gets the same like little irritation.
Acid.
So he puts his acids on.
Yeah.
His acids.
Yeah.
What do you wear if you're going out and you're going to be out the entire day? Do you dress differently?
That's the day every day. What That's do you true. Mean? That's yeah. just
but
life.
Let's say,
I'm always out for like 10 to 12 hours.
Your transitional wear, you know, day to night.
Yeah. You're adventure, like you're scouting all day and you're out and about. You're not in an office.
Oh, I mean, I wear, if we're scouting or we're shooting, especially on location, I wear really comfortable clothes. I'll wear like short overalls and a t-shirt and tennis shoes or, you know, comfy jeans and a cute top and a sweater. I'm not dressing professional or cute. I'm being comfortable because scouting and shooting is like a physical activity, you know? Yeah. If we're in the office, I try to be cuter.
Yeah.
Cute shoes. Mm-hmm. Not always. I wear Birkenstocks like 5 days a week. What am I talking about? But those are cute to me.
They are cute.
They're cute to me.
Everyone's lying. They're cute.
Delusional.
Lying.
Delusional.
Delusional.
What's worse for you, Crocs or Birkenstocks?
I think Crocs are worse.
Thank you.
But I don't own either. Nor will I. Nor does Eugene.
I know what you're going to get for your birthday.
Oh, you're going to get some Birks. Have you ever
put
them?
It's going to be Crocs. She's going to
Have you ever put them on your feet?
Yeah.
They're comfy.
They're
fine. Feel good?
I'm also not a big like flip-flop sandal person.
Yeah.
You
keep your feet away.
Go to Palm Springs all the time.
I've only seen Matt in like
what do you wear there?
Beautiful like
shoes.
You wear shoes in Palm Springs?
Yeah, I mean unless you're in the pool.
I've seen you with very cute, like leathery braided sandals. I think that's like the most I've seen Matt in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like espadrilles.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pair of espadrilles.
Yeah, I have a pair of espadrilles. Yeah. Espadrilles.
Yeah.
That's what you wear when you get out of the pool? You just go barefoot.
Yeah.
I would much rather put on shoes. The concrete is hot in Palm Springs.
Not all of it.
All of it.
All right. Tell me about your fancy cooling concrete.
What do you wear if you want to look really good for just an hour or two?
You know what I wear? This is not the answer that they're looking for. But what I wear if I only have to be ready for like an hour or two is red lipstick.
Ooh.
You can't wear that all day.
That's true.
I've tried.
Yeah.
It's really good for date night because it's special, but it doesn't last that long. So you really got to be time conscious with your red lip look.
Yeah.
I feel like also everyone has a pair of pants that you love that are too tight.
Ooh, yeah.
They all look good. So like if you only have to be there in them for like 2 hours, it's easy.
They only look good for so long.
Yeah. Before you feel really uncomfortable.
I feel similarly with really cute pair of shoes. They're not super high, but I have very sparkly, almost like kitten heels. Mm-hmm. But I know I can't wear those for more than like 3 hours. So I'm just, I haven't been able to wear them yet.
You have to wear them judiciously.
Yeah.
Got to pick your time. Yeah.
They're so cute though.
Mm-hmm. Or like a little wrap dress that just barely makes it around. You're like, if I'm only standing, this will be fine. Mm-hmm. But if I have to sit, it's going downhill.
Out of here. Mine's usually tops that are really hard. Mm-hmm. So I'll wear those for like, if it has to be something nice, I'll wear like a nice top. But because I got tickle bitties. It's my bitties.
Here's a question. And you can tell me too far, Rach.
They
we'll
fall
redact.
Out sometimes.
Yeah. Will you go braless if it's just for a couple hours?
I go braless all the time.
Oh.
I almost like exclusively am braless.
Me too.
Yeah. Or I'll wear like these. Like
but
the
we
little
have different
arc.
Situations.
Yeah.
Free the nip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free the nip.
Free the nippy.
Free the nip.
No, I'll wear, I don't usually wear a bra, but certain tops, like I have one that like, because my rib cage is so much smaller than my bitties.
Blessed. We call that blessed.
Well, until a bitty falls out, then you're. So I have a couple like nice tops that I'm like, okay, I can only sit up straight and I can't move too much. Uh-huh. Otherwise, a nip is coming out.
That's the wrap dress problem. Yeah, so you just, or like not too dress, much thigh is coming out. Yeah. So you just, you're like, oh, a little standing cocktail party.
Yeah.
Great choice.
A little nippy nip falls out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, fine by me. Right? When's our date?
Easy.
Easy.
What do you wear at home if you need to be extremely comfy? Are you a onesie gal?
A onesie?
Yeah.
Do you have onesies for at home?
Yeah, I have like these very comfortable cotton dresses.
Oh, yeah. A dress is not a onesie.
Oh. Or are you like a sweatpant person?
I thought you were going to put on a romper.
Oh.
I thought you meant like
I don't really find like rompers.
Guys onesies.
Romper,
I
mean, romper pajamas.
What you're wearing now is like a onesie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you're, a romper. You're correct.
No, yeah. I have house dresses.
Clarification.
Yeah.
House I used dresses. To wear sleeping rompers. But then you wake up in the middle of the night and you have to get completely naked when it's really cold.
Yeah.
And it just rides up the middle.
Yeah, it really does.
When you're tossing and turning.
It really does.
I need to change from pajamas into other pajama-looking clothes, but they just can't be things that I sleep in for me. Otherwise, I feel like I can't get out of bed. Yeah. Yeah. But that's I pretty much wear the same pair of pants every day, the same crop top. I try and really ride
clothes.
It out.
Yeah. I was just in athleisure.
Yeah.
At home. Because then hopefully I'll work out.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's acceptable clothing to go places.
Yeah. At home, if I'm wearing like sweatpants and stuff, I'm not wearing that out. Like it's completely baggy and unapproachable. Yeah.
Unapproachable. We're remodeling our kitchen right now in our bathroom, and I've never done that before in a house that I live in. And I'm learning that I do have to have real clothes on at times.
At like 7 a.m. every day.
At like 7 a.m. I'll like go to walk outside to greet the guys, and Keith will be like, you have to put more clothes on than that. He's like, This is
a work environment for them.
Yeah. He's like, Rebecca. No. He's like, what if you walked in the office like that? And I was like, oh, I guess that's true.
I guess that's true.
And I go back in.
You're like, all right.
Pants on.
All right.
But every once in a while, they get you when you're like just out of the shower. And I'm like, I put my robe on. I'm like peeking out the door. Yes.
Oh my gosh. What
is your question?
One second. I'm naked in here.
That's honestly mostly what I do is yell, 1 second.
Hold on.
And they're like, this girl.
All right, this last segment, wear or beware. And this is a list of controversial sensory items. Number one, wear turtlenecks or beware.
I love turtlenecks.
I'm anti for me, but I'm pro for others.
I like turtlenecks.
I'm anti for myself.
Yeah.
But no. I like it for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you anti?
Because of my tiggle bitties. There are no like loose turtlenecks. You know what I mean? They're always like tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to hide my bitties.
Constricting.
Yeah.
I own a baggy just one. But yeah, generally they're high collared and tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leotard shirts.
Never worn one, so I don't have an opinion, I feel like.
Peeing in those? A disaster.
Yeah. I just have one because I don't like thongs. I have the one from Arc that's a full bottom, and that's the only onesie that I have.
I think I got that and I didn't. Mm-mm.
You have
to get full naked.
No, guys, do you ever pee in a bathing suit?
That's true.
You just do. I do a pullover.
Yeah.
Pullover. I do a pullover. Wiggle it over. And then you pee. I mean, obviously not if you're pooping.
I have some of the button ones. And depending on the pants, sometimes I won't even button them. They're just kind of hanging.
You tuck them in.
Hanging in my little tail.
Dingle
dangles. But I like them. When they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skinny jeans.
It's a no for me. They don't fit me.
They don't fit me well.
Yeah.
I don't own any anymore. I think I put them in the garage, but I wouldn't say no. I know.
You're waiting for them to come back.
They're not in right now. Everything comes back around, baby.
That's true.
Headbands.
Yes.
They just kind of hurt my head. So I wear them sometimes. But
I don't wear them a lot, but I do like them.
Yeah.
I don't wear them.
I can't relate. As a nurse, I wear them often. Heels.
No.
Rarely.
Platform only.
Block.
Have
you ever worn heels?
Yeah, I'm not very good at heels.
I think one of the first times we ever hung out, you were in heels because you were dressed up as
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is it good? Yeah, stumbled around.
Night, for sure. I was like, is he drunk or just in heels?
Workout shorts with underwear linings.
Yes, love.
Every day.
What does that mean with underwear linings? Like with the net?
That means, yeah, so you don't have to wear underwear. The less I can wear bra and underwear, the happier I am.
Oh, see, I wear underwear with the mesh.
I do too.
Oh, I double it up.
I just mesh.
You're just asking to sweat more.
Yeah. On the weekends, I wear a lot of workout shorts with mesh lining and then a cute top.
I used to hate them and I used to think they were weird. And then I've grown to love them.
Mm-hmm. Are you an underwear lines with workout clothes kind of person? Or do you not like seeing your underwear lines?
Depends on what we're doing. If I'm like in a public environment, like a real public environment, like wearing leggings as an outfit choice, you got to go thong. You can't have underwear lines. But if I'm just going to Pilates class and then I'm coming home, yeah, you can have underwear lines. Who the fuck cares? Yeah. No one's looking at you. I'm not like wearing those out.
Yeah.
I don't love to draw attention to my butt. So
it's a really cute butt.
I will do everything I can to. I just wear like seamless underwear or thongs and call it a day. I'm like, please just don't look at my butt. Bras.
Ew.
You know, it's a hard pass for me.
No, David. Hey. Ew, David.
Soft bras. Birkenstocks or Chacos? How do you say that?
Chacos.
I don't know what those are.
Chacos are New England boy shoes.
Oh, I'm going to look at them.
Like boat shoes?
Yeah, they wear them on boats a lot. Birks,
baby.
Birks.
I love Birks.
I feel like there was a time where I did wear boat shoes, but not anymore.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that anymore.
I have rainbow Tevas. I like don't oh, love I like the way Chacos look, but you know, I love my Tevas, so I
let
can't.
Me see the Chaco.
Chaco
Tevas are like slightly cooler than Chacos, I think.
Oh yes. I have a pair of Tevas that look like that.
Every person I know from college had those. Every boy.
Mm. Wow.
Every single one. They all went like hiking in the Adirondacks, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Whoa.
Was that intense?
Oh, no. With open-toed shoes.
With open-toed shoes.
Well, never have I ever. Yeah, those summer Adirondack hikers, maybe that's a specific New England like college thing that I'm referencing.
Yeah. You got to be ready to go. Swim,
mm-hmm.
hike, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the wear or beware.
Wear or beware.
Fashion, baby.
Fashion, baby.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to our episode on fashion. This has been so fun. Be sure to rate, subscribe, wash your hands, use hand sanitizers, wear your mask, be kind to others, get vaccinated, get boosted, pee after sex, and am I missing anything else? I don't think so.
Wear what you want to wear.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.